last 30 years, one man has stood against the psychological operations launched by the mainstream media and the deep state. This man knew that the war would not be fought in the streets, but would be fought in the minds of freedom-loving humans everywhere. So stand with Alex Jones, this one man terminating wrecking ball of truth, as he launches his next great operation. AlexJonesLive.com has launched. Spread this message far and wide, because the tyrants want you fighting with each other instead of the true enemy of humanity. AlexJonesLive.com is the signal they can't stop.
You will never defeat humanity.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at AlexJonesLive.com.
From the murder trial up in North Dallas on the Carmelo Anthony story, which got people's attention. And, you know, I don't care if a white guy purposely, no reason, stabs a black guy, send him to prison. Black guy does it, send him to prison. But a lot of the black community got on board and said that this Carmelo guy was an angel. And, of course, he wasn't. And it's just open season on white people. But covering this is important. But every day I see cases in the U.S., Canada, Europe, where white people are being butchered and slaughtered, thrown in front of train tracks, stabbed to death, babies being murdered, and it doesn't even hit the national news. I have a giant stack from just the last 2 days. The problem is I have all this other important news, and I don't even feel like, I feel like I shouldn't cover this if I just cover one case, because it like makes light of it. The magnitude, the numbers. 80%+ of the crime in Europe is being committed by invaders. It's open season. The police protect them. I got case after case just this week of where people are raped, killed, and they don't even give them prison time. So we could talk all day about the third world invaders brought in and taught to hate whites and given free reign to kill. It is the left with the same policies, whether you're in Australia, Germany, France, the UK, and in blue cities in the US doing this. It's all on purpose. And that's coming up. Now, a lot of you are going to notice I've done 2 hours a broadcast and have it plugged one time on air. And quite frankly, I'm just so focused on news and information. The products are incredible, but I'm not going to, it's just some points. We have millions and millions of people listening. I love you. I appreciate you. It's so important to share the articles and videos and live feeds. You're doing a great job. But if just 1% more of you, because less than 1% ever buy anything, to AlexJonesStore.com, would just go try Methylene Blue. Go try bovine colostrum. Go try our T3, the best iodine out there. I mean, this is life-changing. We only bring you things that really work, and you need to get them. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. We got low-key shirts, high-key shirts. It's an adventure to wear our shirts. We have hundreds and hundreds of designs. I need your support. It's that simple. And if you don't think supporting people that are under globalist attack and having a huge effect against tyranny should be back, then you're crazy. I'm not mad at you. I just... You know, to me, it's just frustrating because I want to just cover the news, but we finance ourselves not with government money or NGO money or billionaire money. We fund it with you. So I want to thank those that have supported us over the years. All of our success is your success. Thank you so much. And I humbly ask those that have been on the fence, and you'll see so much entertainment news. You just see this is just something else. No, this is a special broadcast. It really is. Our guests, our information, everything we do is just game changing. I mean, so many times we're at the forefront of exposing things that wouldn't have come out if we didn't do it. And that's a responsibility I have. And I take it very seriously. So please help me. I humbly ask those of you that haven't supported, go to theAlexJonesStore.com. Tonight's sale ends up to 40% off of Methylene Red, Methylene Blue, MK Ultra Brain Booster, and so much more. The Zeolite Detoxer is amazing. It's all there at theAlexJonesStore.com, and I thank you for your support. Now the ball's in your court. Step up to the plate. Or don't stand up for yourself and get great products at the same time. It's up to you, really. I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. Please.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Of this live Monday, June 8th, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, Brianna Morello, I wanted to do it from her studio, not at the courthouse there in Dallas. She lives in Dallas, works with us here. So she's getting back to that right now, getting in the chair. She'll be joining us on this murder trial with Carmelo Anthony that's gotten so much attention and what's been coming out. But while she's getting ready, Google gave masses of money to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, under Obama's governmental corporate initiative that started in 2014 to create gain-of-function weaponized respiratory viruses. And it was a scandal in 2015 that a bunch of scientists came out and said, we're making bioweapons. So they moved it to Wuhan, as you all know. But Google continued, along with Microsoft, to put hundreds of millions of dollars into Wuhan and that specific research. So you know they're involved in really evil stuff. And you know Musk has talked about Sergey Brin, Larry Page, founders of Google, openly saying there's too many people, we're not pro-human, we're anti-natalist. So that's what's going on here. But just imagine if Palantir, and I'm not defending Palantir, I'm just saying we hear about Palantir all day long because it's in competition with its own systems with some of the bigger globalist companies. That's why you know about Palantir, because the corporate media tells you it's Big Brother and it's going to get you and it's everywhere. But they don't talk about Amazon for 15, 16 years with the, you know, the Alexa listening to you in your house. They talk about all the new cars with kill switches and cameras and microphones watching you. It's all of it. It's the whole system. But Bill Gates and Microsoft and Google are all over weaponizing GMO ticks and weaponizing GMO mosquitoes and claiming it's for this, but it's really for that. And wherever they release these, and Gates has already done it all over the world, including the U.S., all these new diseases pop up, all these really serious problems. And so when you get into the villain class of these people, Bill Gates is the worst of the big tech people, and then Google is a close second. If you want to rate the stratospheric, out-of-control behavior. So Google to conduct one of the largest open-air biological experiments in American history. They were saying it was $32 million. Now it's $64 million. They've doubled it. Bacteria-infected mosquitoes were released from vans, drones, helicopters, are set to be released into the wild pending EPA approval. They say it can be as early as this month. This could result in irreversible ecosystem disruptions. And they claim it basically sterilizes the mosquitoes. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, there are just ticks raining from the sky all over the country. Suddenly, ticks are traveling 1,000 miles that give you alpha-gal syndrome, so you can't eat red meat. Don't worry, Bill Gates has got one that doesn't have that protein in it or that sugar, so you can eat his. And there's other diseases being funded by Google and Microsoft. Bellingham High School in Washington held a pride event where drag queens danced around half-naked, shaking their asses and putting their butts in little kids' faces. So there's other diseases out there other than just the flying syringes and the ticks. Meanwhile, vaccine expert lusted after Northwell health scientist, then got her canned when she wouldn't have sex with him, the lawsuit says. Well, I don't know about that, but I know Hotez is the mini-mini to Fauci and is absolutely evil. But that just shows you who these guys are. Brooklyn suit accuses Peter Hotez in Northwell scientist firing. But it's not just the poison mosquitoes and ticks. Ultra-processed food increases risk of dementia. So bad for you. Let's go ahead and go to this report out of the high wire dealing with the flying syringes. Oh, Google doesn't want to just spy on you and control your thermostat. No, Google wants a mosquito to bite you that they GMO'd. Here it is.
Google should not be partaking and conducting one of the largest open-air biological experiments in U.S. history, because that's what this is. They do plan to release 64 million, actually. It's not 32 million like many outlets are claiming. You counted up the numbers. It's 16 million per year over 2 years in both California and Florida. So okay, we'll have 64 million. And yeah, these male mosquitoes are infected with Wolbachia bacteria. So they'll release them into the wild, and that will suppress the mosquito populations because their babies, you know, they won't be viable. The eggs won't be viable. Now, here's where the risk comes in. When you suppress an entire species artificially, that's going to screw up the ecosystem in that whole area. So basically, birds, bats, frogs, fish, they all eat these mosquitoes. So you wipe them out, they're going to have one less food item, and that's going to screw things up. And it could be irreversible. So if it goes wrong, sorry, Florida and California, you know, your animals may start to migrate to other places, and then you might have other invasive species come in to fill what Google just eliminated, and that could be even worse. They tested this out, Google did, in Fresno in 2018. It suppressed the mosquitoes, but as soon as they were done dumping the mosquitoes, they all came back. And so what they require is a subscription service. Google wants these corporations to subscribe to Google's mosquito-releasing subscription service, because that's the only way it even works.
Google is best known for search engines and smartphones, so you might wonder why the company is proposing to release millions of bioengineered mosquitoes in Florida. It is part of an effort to reduce the spread of dangerous diseases like West Nile virus. 10 Tampa Bay News reporter Eric Glasser explains the science behind this idea and why the tech giant is involved.
Well, it may sound unusual, but Google has filed an application with the EPA seeking approval to release up to 32 million specially treated mosquitoes in Florida and California over the next 2 years.
The proposal is part of Google's Debug initiative, a project launched more than a decade ago to find new ways to control mosquitoes, which spread diseases, making them the deadliest animal on the planet.
Mosquitoes are the number one cause of death of humans. I mean, why not? We'll help the human race.
The mosquitoes would be bioengineered, infected intentionally with a naturally occurring bacteria called Wolbachia. Scientists say when the sterilized male mosquitoes then mate with wild females, the eggs don't hatch.
that can cause a dip in the population. And I'm sure that the places that are trying this now, that's what they're looking for.
And because only female mosquitoes bite people, experts say the release would not increase the number of biting mosquitoes. So what do folks think about this massive mosquito release?
I think it's interesting. I'm not sure about whether I want it in my backyard because there could be a lot of things that go wrong.
Yeah, when you make a commitment like that, you really can't step back from it.
If it's proven to work and it's going to keep them from breeding more, I guess it could work.
Google says it plans to use artificial intelligence and robotic systems to help breed and sort the mosquitoes on a scale large enough to make the strategy effective. Mosquito officials in the Florida Keys say they've already seen success using similar Wolbachia-treated mosquitoes there.
It was promising enough last season that we wanted to look at it some more, and so that's what we're doing this season.
The EPA is now reviewing Google's application with a public comment period open through June 5th before regulators decide whether to approve it. No word yet on where or when the mosquito release would occur. In Tampa, Eric Glasser, 10 Tampa Bay News.
Researchers say the latest proposal targets Culex mosquitoes. That's a species known for spreading West Nile virus and St. Louis encephalitis. According to the CDC, West Nile is now the leading mosquito-borne disease here in the U.S.
I hope you guys can see this, but that is all ticks, little small ticks. Disgusting. I just had to get fuel and just got bombarded by them.
It's public knowledge. Look it up. The CIA has released weaponized ticks here and all over the world. And that Bill Gates is involved, but oh, he's trying to cure cows of diseases by releasing ticks that bite them and give them a vaccine. Let me boil this down for you. It violates the Nuremberg Code against unauthorized forced medical procedures, violates consent. It's a felony punishable by death under the Nuremberg Code, international law. And it sets the precedent for Google and Microsoft and all these eugenics companies, is what they are, to take control of your body. And all over Latin America, all over the U.S., Florida, Texas, you name it, they've had all sorts of weird outbreaks after they release these mosquitoes. And the case of this particular mosquito, oh, the bacteria that does this, they can Trojan horse the bacteria and then use the mosquito to carry it that has not just what they claim they're giving the mosquitoes, but what it gives you when it bites you. Because a mosquito sticks its proboscis into your skin, into a capillary, and then injects a large volume, up to 10-20% of its weight, of saliva or acid into you. That liquefies the blood cells for exsanguination so that it can then suck your blood. And then obviously when it, that's why it itches and swells up, is the anticoagulant. And so it's the perfect vector to deliver things the government and globalists want to put on your body. So the headline should be, Google set to release 22 million weaponized mosquitoes to set the precedent that your body does not belong to you in total violation of the Nuremberg Code. This is a crime against humanity. Google set to commit major crime against humanity. Following in the steps of Bill Gates, they are set to release 60-plus million GMO mosquitoes that bite you, that they made, that they claim is to stop West Nile and this stuff. You know how many people West Nile kills a year? What, 15, I'm guessing? I think the last time I checked, years ago. Guys, look up how many deaths from West Nile a year in the United States. Oh, you can get Zika. Oh, God, maybe two kids a year in the uterus causes a deformity of a small head. It's all horse crap. They're not releasing this because they want to save 15 people or whatever it is that get Zika or West Nile. This is all horse crap. Oh, 130. Okay. Oh, worse than I thought. A lot of times, though, that somebody dies of something else. They just say a test positive for that. There's 2,000 people get sick a year. Put that back on screen. That's Google AI. Who knows it? The point is, they are setting the precedent. That's AI overview Google. West Nile causes an average of 120-130 deaths in the United States each year. Annually, the virus typically results in about 2,000 reported cases, with the majority of those affected experiencing severe life-threatening neurological illnesses. Oh, really, the majority. The exact number of yearly fatalities can fluctuate based on localized mosquito activity and climate conditions. And that's from the people selling all this. So Google thinks there's too many people. They want to depopulate the Earth, just like Bill Gates. But they want to release, oh, and they're involved in it all. That's why, remember, they were heavily funding the creation of COVID-19 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where it came from under Obama's initiative, and then moved to Wuhan so they could try to cover up the origin of the whole thing. Oh, Bill Gates. You can even pull up Reuters. The majority of new polio cases for over a decade are caused by a UN project giving people a live polio vaccine. And in the Reuters and AP articles, they admit Bill Gates is the funder of it. For some reason, it's his special polio vaccine that keeps doing this, paralyzing people. Just type in, the majority of new polio cases worldwide are caused by the vaccine. So Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you, but he loves you and wants you to take all these shots, like the COVID shot that he invested in 4 months before it broke out. He'd already invested in it at Moderna. They already had it. And they had the head of Pfizer mRNA, their vice president, remember famously James O'Keefe, where he got fired at Veritas, kicked out of the company he created. He went out on a gay date. That's how he tricked the guy. And the guy starts bragging, yeah, we created it. We got a bunch of viruses on the shelf, and we've got new variants of COVID. We're going to keep releasing new ones. Somebody has to have our vaccine that really erases your immune system, so you have to have it. And we just showed the Reuters AP headlines, the majority of global polio caused by the vaccine. And there's the study for you right there on screen. So it's all about big tech is God. They're the technocracy. They can release biting ticks, biting mosquitoes, flying syringes. And you notice the Florida newscast is like, we don't know where they're going to do it. Well, that's because you can't read Google's announcement. They're going to release them in California, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. Yes. They show in graphs, if you look it up, where in the states they're going to do it. And guess what? I'm on the Google list. I'm on the Google list in Austin. So I'll never forget. It's probably like, no, I remember where we live when we moved in. Rex was about two. Charlotte was about to be born. South Austin, over there off of One Oak Street. And I just got off Coast to Coast AM. It's 4 a.m. I'm outside smoking a cigar, drinking a glass of red wine, about to go to bed. And a Cessna flies over, a white Cessna, at about 300 feet. And it had spray bottles on the sides, and it was spraying chemicals out. And I could smell it. I sat there like 30 seconds later, and I said, God, let me get in the house. And it's just, it's dark, low cloud cover. Who knows what it was spraying? It's all part of living in America. America with all the man. And I saw newscasts around the country. I meant to play them on the show earlier this year. Remind me to do that. It shows locals in Texas and Nebraska and just everywhere complaining. They have these huge boats with giant multi-thousand gallon tank fire hoses. And they just drive down rivers. Yeah, that's what I saw right above my house. Just like that. I mean, just like that. It was a Cessna. But so close, I saw the tanks on the bottom spraying it out. And it shows them driving by the river, and there's people's houses, and they're spraying with a fire hose glyphosate, Roundup, to kill weeds in the water. And it's just a big boondoggle for, you know, Bayer that owns it. And then it shows the locals saying, look, there's 50 dead turtles in my yard. The turtles climb out and die. The fish die. And it's all going on your land. Look at this spraying right here. They're basically, and of course, then I ran inside. This is 20 years ago. That's 21 years ago because Rex was 2 at the time. And I typed into Google, I guess. I said, state of Texas doing insect suppression. And I knew they were talking about a beetle. So I typed in beetle. And then I searched into stuff and found millions of dollars from the state for different cities that were going to be sprayed right around that time for the beetle. So I'm guessing it was some chemical for the beetle. But my point is, why are you doing it at 4 a.m.? Because you don't want people to know it's happening. When's the SWAT team come at 3 a.m., 4 a.m.? And my point is, they're doing weather control with toxic stuff. They're doing whatever they want, and they treat us like little kids and just say, oh, that doesn't exist. That's not happening. That's not going on. Everything's fine. And then I told you, starting about 15 years ago, we went from the average life expectancy 78 to 76 to 75 to 74 to 73. Despite all the medical stuff to keep you alive, they make you sick and then keep you alive while they suck your money out. All over the Western world, our life expectancy is going like that. And Brazil had one of the lowest breast cancer rates 30 years ago. Look it up. There's big studies on it. Within 2 years of them bringing in glyphosate to their farming, they're higher than we are now. And what do they admit? Glyphosate grows hormone-based tumors in men and women. So my point is, they're doing all of this on purpose. And they're just bombing everything with this crap. Let's go to part of a newscast about Bill Gates funding mosquitoes in Latin America. They release them by drones and scooters. Here it is.
I'm Scott O'Neill here in Medellin, Colombia today, and I'm at the world's biggest mosquito factory for the World Mosquito Program. We're making in here 30 million mosquitoes a week. Come have a look. We're doing it for a very serious reason. Cities like Medellin have suffered from diseases like dengue, Zika, chikungunya for decades, but not anymore. We've been able to bring the solution of Wolbachia mosquitoes to this city.
When this bacteria called Wolbachia gets introduced into the mosquito, it stops their ability to transmit dengue. We release mosquitoes that have Wolbachia, and then they go and mate, and Wolbachia gets passed into the wild mosquito population. If we're going to control these diseases in all the tropical cities of the world, it's going to require a lot of mosquitoes.
The mosquito life cycle starts with the egg, and in this room, we've got a lot of eggs. Each one of these strips, these tiny black dots, are up to 10,000 mosquito eggs. Across all of these strips, about 1.5 million dried eggs waiting to hatch. In this tray, we've got the newly hatched eggs. They're little larvae.
And then later they come back. We'll add it in post as we're live right now. Just the part where they say, and then we spray it via drone and scooters on you. And then they bite you. Ha, 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 ha. But don't forget, we have the WEF saying 6 years ago, we want to release Lone Star ticks infected with something that gives you alpha gal so you can't eat beef to control your behavior. And now suddenly the ticks have spread thousands of miles everywhere. Bill Gates is involved in tick program releases. He claims for something else. And then now alpha gal, millions have it and people are dying from it. There he is, Ivan Raiklin. I like his new set. Let's punch him up. Former Defense Intelligence Agency, Green Beret, a true expert to tell us about the Defense Intelligence Agency report that came out last Friday warning Israel is a top-tier national security threat trying to basically spy on and influence and take over the United States. We'll be right back. Stay with us and share the live feeds now, now, now. We have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me whatever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months and said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This was a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. And I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? and I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not with like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. Tan good, a little bit Native American. The benefits of that, but I was like even redder, and I was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Electricity." I go, "Oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good." And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, "This is kind of scary." And about an hour into it, I go, "I hope this stops because it was getting too good." That happened to Derek. He took it and said, "I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid." So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, "And by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade." And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, "Okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best." I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, "Hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something?" I was like, "No." And he goes, "Well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing." And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, "It's methylene blue." He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Ivan Raiklin is a really smart man, great journalist, talk show host, and activist up there watching Capitol Hill very, very closely. He's a Green Beret, former Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer there till a few years ago, where he got out of there so he could fight for the Republic here domestically, the most important fight I'd say he's probably been in his life. We'll see if he agrees. But you notice we just ran that promo from over a month ago. Here we are at the Alex Jones Network. The audience came over. Shows expanded. I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, your prayer. The Onion didn't get InfoWars. It's in no man's land. Good chance it's going to be handed back over. They're in a lot of trouble with the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. That's the second time they tried this fraud. But we're here at the Backup Network. Thank you all for your support and your word of mouth. Just remember, the bad guys work around the clock trying to stop this information from getting out, because we have real information, real guests, real facts. Now, I can't think of a better person to get on than Ivan Raiklin. He's been Green Beret, worked as an analyst, Defense Intelligence Agency, and, of course, also a lawyer for the Defense Intelligence Agency. So he can really go over this legislation in the NDAA. So this breaks 2 weeks ago that the Defense Authorization Act for next year, they're set to pass the next few months, literally hands not just merger, integration, live time, synergy, from DARPA to the universities to all the different agencies. It creates a special agent who is appointed by the Secretary of Defense, and that is basically co-equaled. No one else, any other subgroup at the Pentagon or agency, can override him. Anything he wants, he gets. He's told to be given all access to everything. And they've already moved in more than the Five Eyes, more than any foreign government, Israelis, into our systems. They're famous for being caught stealing our secrets. Now, on Thursday last week, it passes out of committee amendments to strip Section 224 out of the NDAA 2027 failed. And I said on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I said Israel is now the main national security threat. In my view, it was China before that, and the domestic left and their alliance with Islam and, you know, that whole constellation. But and China still is a major threat. But Israel making this move, saying, oh, camouflaging it, we don't need congressional money anymore because we're going to co-develop weapons. This is like one line in there about this. This is all about being able to have total intelligence control and then claim they have research and development rights to everything we do. This is in the trillions of dollars. But then there's the national security implications that are even bigger. And so I'm like, where's the Pentagon? They need to speak out. This is treason. Well, 24 hours later, the Pentagon Friday leaks to the press. It's all confirmed to be accurate. And nobody's talking about prosecution now because I'm told Trump knows this is going on, just like he leaked, telling Netanyahu you're crazy and you'd be in prison if it wasn't for me and stop killing civilians. I told you that was Trump. He later admitted it was him. So there is a rift, at least on the surface, starting here. But the good news is that the Pentagon, 2.5 weeks ago, they only told us Friday, had already sent the report to Congress and to Trump saying the main threat for spying and espionage to this country is now Israel, highest threat level. So that's a big deal, and it shows there's still some good people. And that wasn't just some good people. That was not just Defense Intelligence Agency, but two other intel agencies in the Pentagon signed on to it and concurred. So this is a big deal. We have the expert on to unpack that. So Ivan, break it down for us right now. Did I get anything wrong? And what do we need to know about this? And from your information, what's going on now? Because I was also thinking, because one of my reporters, John Bound, found a Senate intelligence bill, an omnibus bill, that also has all the same crap. Then we found a bunch of other legislation. So this is a serious move. Ivan Raiklin, people can find you on X at Raiklin, and that is R-A-I-K-L-I-N, and IvanRaiklin.substack.com. Lieutenant Colonel, retired Ivan Raiklin, is a former Green Beret commander, constitutional attorney, 25-year veteran of the U.S. Department of Defense, intelligence and special operations communities. He served across five continents and five languages, leading operations against ISIS, the Middle East, Taliban in Afghanistan, MS-13 Central America, and Russian aggression in Georgia, while later instructing U.S. international intelligence professionals at the U.S. Military Intelligence Training Center. Following 2020 election, Raiklin applied his unique experience to investigate alleged constitutional violations, producing influential analysis such as the Pence Card Memorandum. I'm going to go over his whole bio, but he is the real deal. IvanRaiklin.substack.com. So I'm going to shut up now. We'll go some in the next hour. We move Brandon Morello to the last 30 minutes. How big is this? What are we facing? And how big is it to have the Pentagon come out and your former agency say this is the main threat?
Alex, thanks for having me on. First thing, when you said that the domestic fight is the most important fight, 100% agree with you. Right now, this is Israel is basically putting themselves into all of our domestic decision making. And we're starting to see that some patriots, like you just said, are trying to get involved and block this from taking place. So let's go back. When you look at the arc of history over the last year, Charlie Kirk was in a position to essentially block the president and or not block, but influence the president in not going to full scale war with Iran and instead have limited strikes. Once Charlie Kirk was removed off of the battlefield or the influence within the White House, you had a power vacuum. And that power vacuum, in my from my assessment, was immediately filled by Miriam Adelson and her allies and surrogates known as Bibi Netanyahu, etc. From that point on, from about September-October timeframe up until Joe Kent's resignation, the monopoly on foreign policy and national security decision-making within the White House rested with Miriam Adelson, Bibi Netanyahu, and probably by a little bit of an extension, or maybe more than just a little bit, Jared Kushner, as we saw. A lot of indicators of that. But when Joe Kent resigned, that was the first moment in a very public manner where an individual within the administration articulated in a very cogent, succinct, methodical, calm, cool, collected, deliberate manner that the Israeli lobby and the leader of Israel right now, we'll see how long that will be, is essentially dictating American foreign policy. And it wasn't until, I believe, a few weeks, maybe as late as last week, that President Trump finally noticed that polling is showing that almost no one, no single single citizenship U.S. American citizen supports going to war on behalf of another foreign power, whether it's Israel or any other country. And more people are starting to see that. And so with that, that's when we noticed that President Trump then pushed back against Bibi Netanyahu. And in order to gain momentum in the zeitgeist, in the court of public opinion, to get behind President Trump, he did that strategic leak to Axios so that the American public would side with President Trump's rejection and pushback against further entangling into Iran on behalf of Bibi. And so that kind of leads us up to today, where once Bibi Netanyahu saw that the White House is no longer going to play ball according to 100% alignment with Bibi Netanyahu, he had to come up with an alternate strategy to be able to influence American policy in the form of money, finance, or relationships. And his next logical, I guess his being Bibi Netanyahu's decision to control U.S. policy was to enlist a Republican congressman from Indiana by the name of Marlon Stutzman by inviting this individual over to Jerusalem, having a meeting. And then next thing you know, on June 1st, there's a letter and then a proposed legislation in the form of Section 224 to go ahead and undermine what President Donald Trump is trying to do vis-a-vis Bibi Netanyahu, which is pull out, not pull out completely, but stop the war from continuing. And that's why you're seeing Bibi Netanyahu leveraging probably, I haven't looked at the background of this Republican, I'm guessing that there's some AIPAC money and financial incentives to push forth this legislation. As the internet looks into it, you're going to see that this is probably the exact play that occurred. Again, to summarize, President Trump.
Well, let's be clear. You're going to have the floor here, but I just want to back you up because you didn't know that. The entire committee voted Thursday to move it out of committee. That's when the Pentagon went ahead and leaked that they'd already put this out 2 weeks before, that Israel's the top threat when it comes to espionage and spying. With HUMET signals, they said, quote, it's unhinged, is what the Defense Intelligence Agency told the New York Times. And I've talked to folks, they say that's true. Just the worst they've ever seen, like frothing Cujo. That indeed the entire committee, Republicans, are on the high end of AIPAC donations. And Netanyahu sent a letter to the committee that's public thanking the chairman and others for, quote, implementing his plan for the full integration of our military. So, again, Netanyahu says it's a full integration, and Netanyahu says it's his plan. So now the prime minister of Israel is writing our legislation. Please continue.
Right. It's open treason. Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, is the one that's putting forth this bill before the HASC, the House Armed Services Committee. But it was done, again, to back up. Bibi Netanyahu sees that the White House is no longer on board with his war against and regime change in Iran. So then he goes out and reaches out to his surrogates, if you will, in Congress to go ahead and promote legislation that's going to continue.
His agents.
Absolutely. And so it's going to be interesting as we start to dig into specifically who are those agents? And we're starting to see some of them. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, the big thing, just to go back, I mean, the referendum with Thomas Massie and the Secretary of War's candidate on behalf of Bibi, essentially, was Massie was removed specifically because Bibi Netanyahu didn't want at least one voice expressing the realities of what was going on, that the Israeli government is controlling American foreign U.S. Foreign policy.
Now, I'm going to continue. I want you to go into this deep from your Defense Intelligence Agency understanding at the highest levels and what this means. It's a big deal, unprecedented, to have the Pentagon's top intelligence agency with two others signing on saying this is the top threat. They're taking over. And the fact, the boldness of Netanyahu saying, we don't need your money anymore, we're going to co-own your weapons, that's just a side issue, bad enough. Literally integrating everything at every level, from top research and secret weapons down to AI, bioweapons, it's all there. And Netanyahu in his letter says that, and then the committee laughs and overrides and passes it and is arrogantly doing this. I mean, when you say treason, that's what Massie said is his treason. This is, I've never, in 250 years, I love this birthday present for 250 years. This is in the annals of modern history, I've never seen any government even behave like this. The boldness to try this, and now it's advancing. I mean, imagine if the Russians and the Chinese owned Congress and were doing this. Imagine the British did, or the Mexicans. I mean, you're an expert of experts on this, not just defense intelligence, not just a colonel, not just special forces, but in the Defense Intelligence Agency. It's hard to even imagine the magnitude as a layperson that studies this. Thank God, finally, the Pentagon, at the last minute, did the right thing. So, go ahead.
I think here's what's going on. So the executive branch rejects Bibi Netanyahu, right? And you're starting to see that the president's probably, my guess is that the president is directing the intelligence community, at least ones that are aligned with trying to promote President Trump's policies. They're trying to do strategic leaks to gain the court of public opinion to kind of the side of pushing against Bibi Netanyahu. But the response is to go ahead and co-opt the legislative branch at a time when the executive branch is not playing ball with Bibi Netanyahu. So I expect a greater escalation of this sort of internal U.S. government war, where parts of the government are going to continue to be controlled and influenced by Bibi Netanyahu and his affiliates, the Miriam Adelsons, right, through the political process, especially in this primary season going into the end of it, which would be September 15th. Then we go into the general election period for him to continue to exert control over the legislative branch to coerce the executive branch from not going against Bibi Netanyahu's policies. That's kind of how I see it, and I would love to hear others refuting and rejecting that, but all the indicators are showing exactly what I just laid out.
Well, that's my analysis exactly, is Trump wakes up, it's come out, the White House is like, this is destroying us, they lied to us, the war didn't last 4 days. Trump puts the brakes on, tells him that, leaks Axios.
Exactly.
And then now they go, you know what, bitch, we'll just take your legislative power of the purse over. We own Congress. We just got rid of Massie. We just ran off MTG. But then aren't they thinking second, third order, that Israel has now fully uncloaked itself at what it's trying to do? I mean, this is outrageous. And they can't be happy that the Pentagon came out against and said Israel's the main threat.
Full stop. I mean, this is out there. Thomas Massie's race ripped the Band-Aid off of what the real bigger issue and problem is within the Republican brand. Is it going to be controlled by foreign interests and influences? I mean, we went from a belligerent, illegitimate Biden criminal syndicate that is a CCP puppet. And then we upgraded from that, I guess, America's sixth Democrat leadership, illegitimate, albeit, to an America's second. I mean, initially, when Elon Musk was in there, you could argue that it was tied for first, along with Charlie Kirk. But once those two were out of the White House, we kind of went back and took a step back from an America first or tied for first Republican brand in White House to an America second brand. Trump is now trying to get us back into, over the last week or so, kind of back into that America tied for first realm. But Bibi's not allowing it. So it's incumbent on us to push for candidates in this primary season at the state level and at the federal level to reject this. We had even though there was a Pyrrhic victory on behalf of the deep state and the Miriam Adelson Republicans with Massie, we still secured last week on June 2nd the gubernatorial Republican candidate in Iowa is Zach. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I can't remember his last name.
It doesn't matter. The point is, the base
patriot that won.
The base is awake.
And so now we're going into tomorrow, where the most important Senate race is literally tomorrow in South Carolina. The guy that's promoting the war on behalf of Bibi Netanyahu, Lindsey Graham, the single most important advocate and agent of a foreign power, Bibi Netanyahu, is Lindsey Graham. Tomorrow, South Carolina is going to decide whether or not they're going to let him continue to serve as a senator. And I'm praying that they don't. I'm praying that they are able to get in Mark Lynch, actually a South Carolinian that hasn't taken a single penny from AIPAC or any foreign interest for that matter.
Well, let's talk about Lindsey Graham.
And this
he
is a massive opportunity.
He is definitely the nastiest Israel firster in our government. He literally takes private vacations to stalk children with bubble wands at Disney World. I wonder what Israel has on him.
Well, I mean, that's a good question, Alex. I think a lot of people would like to know. But between his purchasing bubble wands for whoever, obviously he's not, he's an unmarried, never been married, never had children, very lonely life. So then how does he spend his time and who does he spend his time with? Well, we know that he goes to Disneyland with the bubble wand. But we also know that there's been a reporting that it seems like every 2 weeks he goes out to Israel and whispers sweet thoughts into Bibi Netanyahu's ear, explaining how to manipulate, coerce, undermine, and conduct massive direct energy weapon treason against Donald Trump. That's all been reported. And so that's how he spends his time. And so I guess, I mean, does South Carolina want to for him to continue to do that? Now, I get it. President Trump, he's shrewd and savvy. He's probably the only reason why he's endorsing Lindsey Graham is because he doesn't want more treasonous activity by Lindsey Graham while he's a current senator. Because there's still 7 months left in his term, even if he is taken out. So he kind of, President Trump is kind of forced into endorsing Lindsey Graham so that at least some of the Trump agenda is put forward, even though, you know, the Save America
because
Act
he
is
has
not
such
being
a narrow
forward.
Majority, really down to one vote. I get that calculus.
And so he has to endorse him. So it's really, it's on South Carolinians to save Trump from that situation and save America from the Lindsey Graham.
I get you're pushing to get Lynch over. I had on last week's a great guy.
Absolutely.
He's neck and neck with him. I'm not, people should all vote, but as much fraud as there is, we'll see what happens. But
I'm contextual. I mean, I get it, but I'm contextualizing into that broader conversation of Massey's race was the most important House race in this broader context of, are we going to be Israel first or America first in America?
No, I get that. And we're going to go into the next hour.
Are we going to be Israel first or America first?
We're going to go in the next hour and do the 35,000-foot view. I want to drill into this, Ivan, because you're an expert, former Defense Intelligence Agency, Lieutenant Colonel, you know, all of it, lawyer. You get all this. So let's war game this because I want to do the larger picture here. Obviously.
Real quick, point of clarification. I'm sorry, Alex. I never served as an attorney at DIA, although I am an attorney. So that was the only point of clarity.
All right, whatever. I'm just doing your bio. I get it. So now expanding on all of this, Israel knows, I mean, Netanyahu said this, okay, people don't want to get us funding, 20-something billion just last year of weapons, 3.8 billion a year, all that. I'm against all the foreign aid. And so they say, don't worry, we got this new deal to co-weapon production, which is just a cover for this takeover. The boldness of this, they had to know, was going to get major opposition, so I guess they just still tried it. Why not? Thinking there'll be no repercussions. But if Israel fails at this merger, this internal coup, this synchronization, then what do they do next when that fails? Because that's what I'm really concerned about.
I think they're of the opinion that they think that they're unstoppable, and so far they have been. I mean, they just continue, they being not only the Israel lobby, but the broader political kind of deep state uniparty. They steal elections. Nothing's been done. The elections are still in place how they were because the Save America Act hasn't been passed. California, they're stealing elections, continue to do that. They are continuing to promote and conduct U.S. foreign policy, whether it's with the White House or without the White House. I just think that they think that they're invincible. And it's really going to come down to those currently in our government, both in the House of Representatives, whether it's the Freedom Caucus or or Freedom Caucus adjacent, or whether it's executive branch members from the remaining members of the intelligence community that are still patriots. I know some of them, as well as across the executive branch. You need to start becoming much more vocal in supporting this new policy pivot by the White House and the president in being more America First aligned, so that you give a backbone and a spine that will reject the policies that are being promoted by foreign agent or foreign affiliated agents, Mark Levin, who else? Lindsey Graham, and these other congressmen, Marilyn Stutzman, right? Mike Rogers. So I think we have enough. While we have a minority of patriots in the House and the Senate and in the executive branch, they all need to coalesce as a coalition and effectively maybe do daily press conferences with elements of the White House or the president himself.
I totally agree.
Locking arms that they're going to reject anything moving forward. And that's how they mobilize the broader public. And if they keep pushing it, I guarantee you, Alex, it will not end well if this continues. I personally guarantee it.
That's what I want you to do, is give your expertise big picture, because obviously this is a historic moment with Israel trying to do an inside palace coup over intelligence to the military. They got a bunch of other legislation we found using Grok that mirrors this. They got like at least 10 big bills, other bills to take our free speech. Israel, to control foreign policy, wants to control domestic policy. The yep. fact the Pentagon has come out against this officially at the highest levels shows that I knew Trump did the leak on Axios. I don't know that he's behind this, but I don't think they would do this at the Defense Intelligence Agency unless Trump had authorized it. We'll get your take on that.
Right.
Well, talk about
real
that first.
Quick, this is so important. You just made me think of something. If I were advising Trump for the next 10 seconds, I would say that if you're serious about going towards the America First route, pick up the phone, call Brad Parscale, tell him to stop being a foreign agent for Bibi Netanyahu and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel. Aaron Shaevich is the chief of staff there. Stop doing that and stop manipulating the entire American zeitgeist in support of Bibi's policies. Pick up the phone, call Brad Parscale, tell him to stop.
His and, former and that's campaign some inside manager. Baseball. Yes, his former campaign manager runs the second biggest radio network, Salem, that is run by Israeli government.
Yeah.
Remember, Ivan, not everybody solution. Knows all the stuff you know. So we have a smart audience, but a lot of them don't know. So we have to, or it sounds like Chinese up here talking about. Now stay there. I want to talk about, this is historic, folks. I've been on there 32 years. This is so crazy. Israel is literally trying an internal coup with like 15 pieces of legislation. The legislation is advancing. This is crazy. And the Iran war, all of it, the election's coming up. Ivan Raiklin's our guest. Stay with us. You don't want to miss it.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. That, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at the alexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.